Well, just south of East Cape, Ruatoria residents were among those who fled from the coastline in the early hours of this morning.
Irina Keelan Reedy from Radio Ngāti Porou, who said it was, she said it was not a good way to wake up.
Shaken at 2:30 in the morning, and it was a long shake and very, very scary. What happened, though, was that most of our coastal whānau knew what to do, and they were evacuating as soon as the earthquake hit. I was scanning Facebook, and then we finally came into the radio station and started calling people. And families had, already gone up the hill in Hicks Bay and Te Araroa, Tokomaru. Yeah, people know what to do, and they did the right thing and got away from the coastal areas.
What time did you get a text alert from Civil Defence alerting you to this?
It would have been a good half an hour to 40 minutes after the shake, I'd say.
People in the area didn't wait, just headed for higher ground.
Just head to higher ground, yeah. I knew it had happened, and I was just praying that everybody had moved to higher ground, and they did.
Any damage from the actual quake itself?
Not that we're aware of, other than Tokomaru Bay food market had things fall off their shelves. I've seen on Facebook families had stuff fall off shelves, TV fall off over. But I would say that the damage was minimal because while it was strong, it wasn't, the house wasn't rocking. But the scary thing was it was long. It was scarily long.
What was the mood amongst people who you were with who had got up to higher ground?
Well, Facebook went off straight away because we've got a very live online presence of the radio station. Facebook went off straight away, people saying, did you feel that? And then warning all their family in the coastal areas, don't be complacent, please get in your car and get up the hill. And we had, in Waipiro Bay, families waiting at Taharora Marae, which is a marae on the hill. Waipiro Bay's right on the coast. Iritikura Marae's right on the coast. So I'm just proud our people, the self-evacuation thing really worked. That was a really good response.
And now I imagine everyone will be looking forward to a cup of tea and some kai.
Yeah, and maybe a day off, because that's an early, early hour to wake up for kids. I know there were reports of even the Mia talked about her teenage boys jumping in their room when the earthquake hit. So maybe it's a nice day off for those of us who did get up early and had to evacuate.
It's interesting coming to at a time with a COVID alert level 2. The advice in this instance was to override that COVID alert and just do what you need to do in terms of the earthquake.
Yeah, well, we've been pretty much sheltered from COVID here in Tairawhiti, which is a good thing. But yes, no, whānau did the right thing, got out of their homes and evacuated to a safe place.
This is the second sort of tsunami alert we've had in the last few months, isn't it? So I guess, people, as you say, people are pretty well-honed now to doing the right thing.
Yeah, and I'm pretty thankful that the earthquake was north of the Hikurangi Trench and wasn't anywhere around the trench. That's the big danger zone out in the sea where the plates meet. If the Hikurangi plates move or there's, it's because the predictions are it could be catastrophic. So I'm just thankful it was north of Te Araroa and it wasn't too strong and hasn't caused too much damage that we're aware of at the moment.
And that was Irina Keelan Reedy from Radio Ngāti Porou.